Hello and welcome. My name is Amber McCauley and I'm the author of A Map to Limitless Parenting. This is a recording of the guided practice, Mindful Emotions. You can adjust your practice time to be anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, and this one is a 10-minute recording. Feel free to play some quiet, relaxing music in the background if that helps you to stay focused. This practice can act as a guiding light to talk about feelings with other people. The instructions will help you stay grounded while exploring intense feelings. The practice can be used as an antidote to feeling emotionally charged and can help prevent you from thrusting your feelings onto others. I suggest you practice mindful emotions after you've tried the mindful breathing and mindful body scan exercises. You'll be invited to explore where you feel your emotions in your body and how you feel them. The idea here is not to change or stop feelings, but rather recognize them for what they are. Absolutely, all our emotions are okay. We might enjoy certain emotions more than others, but they're all okay in their own right. We may need to modify our reactions to our emotions, but our emotions themselves are okay. You can explore as many emotions as you want with this practice, but dedicate at least one practice to exploring the emotions that arise when you're in conflict with others. Choose a time and a place that you feel safe and able to focus on your mindful emotions practice. Before you get started, have a pen and paper handy. Begin by finding a comfortable position, either sitting in a chair or lying down. Embody a dignified posture and soften your fingers, toes, neck, shoulders, and jaw. Do your best to remain still for the next few moments. Once your body has settled, bring your attention to your breathing. You don't need to change your breath in any way. Simply notice the natural rhythm of your breath as it moves in and out of your body. When you notice your mind wander away from watching your breath, simply smile at the wandering mind and gently guide it back to the breath. Now recall a time when you were in conflict with other people and the situation began to escalate. You might remember reaching a point of being in fight or flight mode. Recall what was said and how you felt in that moment. Notice how your body reacts when you're recalling this memory and remembering the details of the event. What sensations do you feel in the body, and where do you feel them? Do a full body scan and observe your body's sensations in relationship to your emotions. Stay connected to your breath. If sensations or emotions become overwhelming, pause your practice for as long as you need to, and then return to it when you're ready. When you're ready to dissolve your practice, take a few deeper breaths. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. And from there, stretch in any way that feels good. Yawn or sigh. And prepare to move into the rest of your day. After practicing mindful emotions, use your pen and paper to draw an outline of a person. It could be a simple stick person or a person with many details. Then highlight on your picture the areas of the body that you noticed feeling sensations arising with a memory of escalating emotions. Also add a description of the sensations. For example, you might highlight the chest area and then write the following description. I felt a heaviness and heat in my chest area. It was tight and uncomfortable. You've now created a map that can help you sooner detect when a conflict is escalating and when you're potentially losing your ability to problem solve, because you've been dropping back into fight or flight mode. With practice, you start noticing the subtle sensations and warning signs in your body. And with that awareness, you can more likely prevent escalation. Of course, there are no ways that guarantee zero escalations in life. However, this tool does work well in assisting people to process their intense emotions.